Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the voice of the NFL, the NBA, all over Westwood One, TNT. I believe he's coming out here on Thursday, up high, down hard. One of the best in the business, Kevin Harlan, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great, Damon. Ray, good to be on with you guys. And I think it's going to be a nice game out in Santa Clara for the Niners and the Packers NFC Championship. And two quarterbacks that have a, I think in some ways, a kind of a similar style, to be quite honest. I think it's going to be closer than some people think.
You know, when a team throttles a team in the regular season, it's always hard to do it again. But when I really start looking at the check boxes of who's got what in this, the only check I put next to Green Bay where they clearly have an advantage is at quarterback. Otherwise, I think the Niners are superior everywhere else on the field.
I don't know that the gap between the Aaron Rodgers of 2 and 3 years ago is as great is that now. I think it's a little bit closer, and I guess I would say this. The main difference between the two teams in my eyes is one more elite Green Bay receiver. Not even elite. I shouldn't just good, solid, reputable NFL receiver. Like, I look at the Niners, and you've got, if you throw Kittle in there, who's elite and maybe the best tight end in pro football, and then Debo, and then Emmanuel, and then you've got, I just think a better feel at that position right now than Green Bay does. They've really only got one, and that's Devontae Adams, and then there is a pretty significant drop-off. Thus, Adams gets a lot of attention. Rodgers will give him almost two looks every drop back. Then he's left with just a couple options, and it's really kind of put them in your hand, roll them on the floor, and see what you got, because it has not been like that second valve that he can push or pull. And I think Garoppolo's got that advantage. Even at tight end with Jimmy Graham, he can't get open. He's not the Jimmy Graham of 2-3 years ago as a Pro Bowl tight end. He's not close to that. He's lost speed. His maneuverability isn't what it once was when he was in that Pro Bowl era of his career. So I think because of that, Rodgers throws it away a lot, his percentage is down, and thus that's why I say maybe at quarterback it's a little more even than we all may think going in.
If this game were at Lambeau, the way you've explained the difference between the two teams and the difference between this Packer team and the Packers of 2 or 3 years ago, it almost sounds like it wouldn't matter where the game was, that the 49ers' advantages just stand out more. And even though the game might be closer in Green Bay, probably not close enough.
I think, Ray, you've nailed it. I think that's kind of how I feel. I don't know what that Green Bay feel is now. I don't know what it's like for any teams, to be quite honest, because we see teams go on the road and win with regularity. And by the way, just a couple of short years ago without Garoppolo, San Francisco went to Lambeau on a Monday night and played well. So I don't, and then you take into consideration what happened this year earlier on Sunday night in Santa Clara, and I think Green Bay is going uphill. And I think it's a little bit steeper than maybe even the odds are going into this middle portion of the week. I think the defenses are pretty close. There may be one more elite player on that side than on the Green Bay side for the Niners, maybe two. And I really like Warner. They're a little bit healthier now. We know at linebacker, that makes a difference. Quan is back. And I think that Green Bay does have some edge rusher ability comparable to what the Niners have, to be quite honest. So I don't know if it's that great an advantage. So I guess I come back to the offenses. lines are basically the same. Tight end, clear advantage for the Niners. And wide receiver depth and just overall quality, I would definitely put in San Francisco's corner. Running backs, to me, are pretty close. Although, if I really had to sit down and start to pick them apart, maybe at the Niners. So it's uphill for Green Bay. And those are more optics talking than maybe if I sit down and look at the analytical numbers. But optically, it feels that way. It looks that way to me.
Is there a palpable tactical difference between Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur to the point where you could say, for one of the rare times in football, that somebody actually does have a demonstrative advantage at the coaching position?
I don't know, Ray, that I would take it that far, but I think clearly had to work with this overall roster without Garoppolo. And I even said last year, I thought that would be a benefit down the road, and not that any, I mean, everybody said that, or a lot of people said that. I just thought that when he had to deal with a lot of injuries and not the full accompaniment of people that they've got now, that this, in the long run, would benefit the Niners when it's going to matter, and this is the year I thought it would matter. And I think, sure enough, guys have gotten time, whether it's Mostert or whoever you want to pick, who got more reps, became more of a factor, carried more on their shoulders, more responsibility, whoever it might have been on either side of the ball. It just felt like this was an investment in guys that would have to somehow down the line in a big season, in big games, stand out. And that is my feel on what Kyle had to deal with the last couple years and what LaFleur has not had to go. He's not had to go down that road. He's not had to work a season without Rodgers. He's not, because it's in his first year. He's not had a season where he's lost maybe a playmaker or two and had to really maneuver. Now, I know he had Kittle gone for a couple games this past year. In fact, refresh my memory, was Kittle out in that San Francisco-Seattle game on the Monday night in Santa Clara?
Yes, he was.
That he was not in that game. So that is something. Now, he has had to deal for a four-game stretch without Devontae Adams at receiver, and consequently, the team really hit a trough. They staggered. So it was pretty evident that what Rodgers was working with when Adams is gone, there is no deceptiveness. There's nothing that gives the defense in that area a moment of pause. With Adams, Green Bay has about all the firepower they've got right now on this roster. And I just don't know if it's enough with the clever defensive backs that the Niners have. So I think that I would give the nod to Kyle sheerly on having that exposure to different situations that LaFleur has not had to tackle in his first year with the Packers.
The unmistakable voice of Kevin Harlan here on 95.7 The Game. You had the call at Lambeau last week, and I really thought that if the Seahawks made it to the NFC title game, the familiarity there would have been a little bit more of a problem with the Niners. And Kevin, even though the Packers get to this game, is there a team this year that just did a better job hanging around in every game than Seattle?
No. 10 one-score wins, but it was all on the quarterback.
Always.
So, you know, yeah, if you take him out of the equation, they are probably 500. I mean, just the other night at Lambeau, they got to within, what, five, and they made it a game, and it was only because of Wilson. Lynch wasn't a factor. Really, few players stood out. Yes, it would be closer. There's no doubt. And it wouldn't be the 7.5 or whatever it is right now that they're talking about.
You're going to be off to Arrowhead now for the AFC title game. Talk about scary teams. When Patrick Mahomes is feeling it, I don't know if there's a more scary unit in all of football than the Chiefs are here to play a little offense this quarter.
Well, especially now, and they've got, you know, they don't have a running game. They do it by committee and with journeymen. So that's the one component that to me, you know, strikes a little bit of, you know, question mark in the Chiefs' attack. They're so reliant on Mahomes and on Kelce, the tight end. and on Tyreek Hill and a couple good quality receivers under him, like Sammy Watkins and DeMarcus Robinson. So they're kind of like the Niners in that regard. They've got quality and depth at receiver. They've got the elite tight end, but they don't have the pack at running back that the Niners have. And if these two meet in the Super Bowl, that would be like my first observation right off the bat. So Kansas City has got, they've got to deal with a team that right now is playing with abandon on the road. They've won a couple games that no one thought they would in Foxborough, in Baltimore, and they've done it with the running back as the centerpiece of their attack and an opportunistic defense and kind of like, we have no pressure on us because we're a sixth seed. We have no pressure on us. No one expected even this when we began the season 2-4, made a big quarterback change. So Tennessee comes in, freewheeling, letting it rip, riding this running back. To me, the big question is, they give him the ball a lot. Surely there is a warranty that says it expires. And I don't know when it's going to be for Derrick Henry. Will it be in Arrowhead this week? Could it be in the Super Bowl if they make it that far? They're sure putting a lot of chips into his corner. But so far it's worked. They've controlled the clock. They've gotten the touchdowns. It's opened up what passing game they have. And it's made kind of a quarterback who is kind of a meh now into a guy that say, yeah, you know what? He's more than just a manager. He's got options. He can do the job, and he's got to be contended with. That's what that one running back has done for the entire run that the Tennessee Titans have had.
It's always so good to hear you. Mary Hart had her legs insured for, I think, $1 million. What are we going to insure your vocal cords for? You're the hardest working man in the business. You're going to be here for Warriors Nuggets, and then you're turning around going back to Kansas City. Were you in New Orleans last night?
No, I was not. No, I was not in New Orleans. We're actually just leaving Green Bay right now. We have a summer home up in northern Wisconsin, which we just shut down for the winter. But we stayed there over this past couple days when the Packers hosted, which was a lot of fun. A lot of fun snow up here, but we're headed back home now to Kansas City and getting ready for what I think is going to be a good weekend. But listen, if it is the Niners and if it's the Chiefs, that right now on paper going from this point forward may be the sexiest Super Bowl matchup with, I don't know how they're going to look at it, the people that know more about football than me, and not to get too far ahead of ourselves there, but it feels that way. That would be a dynamite Super Bowl 54.
The call would be extraordinary. You wouldn't even need a drunk guy on the field to fill time. Like, it would be...
Oh, no.
There'd
You're
be
right.
plenty.
You're right, Damon. No need for that.
Kevin, you are the best. Thank you so much, sir. We'll see you on Thursday at Shea Center.
Thank you, Damon. Thank you, Ray. Great to be on with you guys. Always fun. Talk to you down the road.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.